Millions in funding coming for opioid treatment and recovery programs and opioid abuse prevention. What's next for Bartlesville following a Proposition defeat? And find out why a state House lawmaker won't be seeking re-election. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 5th. Oklahoma's Attorney General has received 101 applications for an initial round of grants local groups can use to counteract the impacts of the opioid epidemic. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the $23 million available and who's eligible to receive a piece.
The groups who applied from December through March include Oklahoma counties, municipalities, school districts, and public trusts. The funding they're vying for is a portion of the nearly $1 billion Oklahoma received from lawsuits against opioid distributors, manufacturers, and retailers. The grants are overseen by the state's Opioid Abatement Board and can be used for things like treatment and recovery programs and opioid abuse education and prevention. There were nearly 800 opioid-related deaths in Oklahoma in 2022, according to the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond says he's pleased groups from across the state are seeking funding to combat the crisis and help people facing addiction. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma's Court of Criminal Appeals says the Osage Nation's reservation was disestablished by Congress around the time Oklahoma became a state. Robbie Korth with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange has this update on the case.
Essentially, the appeals court says McGirt doesn't apply to the Osage Nation. The U.S. Supreme Court's McGirt decision reaffirmed Muscogee Nation and has set a precedent around the state, reaffirming several reservations, including the Cherokee, Choctaw, and Chickasaw Nations. Those tribal nations all have criminal jurisdiction, meaning tribal citizens charged there will be tried in tribal or federal courts. Tribal leaders argue that's a key component of tribal sovereignty. Because of McGirt, Osage citizen Dakota McCauley argued he should be tried in federal court for the 2018 death of an acquaintance in Barnsdall, for which he was convicted of manslaughter. The appeals court judges disagreed and declined to move his case. It's anticipated the case could be appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
In Bartlesville, just north of Tulsa, voters gave mixed results on 10 proposed changes to the city's charter this week. The most significant proposed change was Proposition 1 to move city council elections from November to April and extend councilors' terms from 2 years to 3 years. More than 60% of voters rejected that proposal. Bartlesville Mayor Dale Copeland supported Proposition 1 and says the question now is how to move forward.
How do we communicate? How do we reach out to people? Which can be really difficult in a general election in November when people are receiving so much information about national offices, state offices, perhaps state questions.
Some changes were approved by voters, including Proposition 6, which would disqualify city councilors who do not live in the ward they represent.
If you were to move out of that, you could perhaps still do a great job, but you're not there with those streets and those services so that when somebody three blocks over, whatever, has an issue, that you have a connection and identity with that.
Fewer than 2,500 people turned out for Bartlesville's April 2nd election. That's roughly 10% of eligible voters. Representative Maury Turner says they are not seeking re-election this year. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on the reasons why and who may come next for House District 88.
Turner made the initial announcement via a campaign email. The decision to step down from office, they say, is after a recent medical diagnosis and the need to care for their physical and mental health.
I've got some health issues, got some diagnosis at the beginning of the year that I think just kind of made the decision a lot easier. To take a step back.
Looking ahead, Turner is endorsing their legislative aide, Nicole Maldonado, as the next representative for House District 88. Maldonado is a self-described queer woman who says that, like Turner, she will continue representing the intersectionality of identities in the heart of the state's capital city. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.